joining us this morning with a legislative update. Senator Brad Hopkins, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
Well, a pleasure to have you as always. Now, you're the ranking member of Early Learning and K-12 Education. I know you've had some discussion, and there's opportunity perhaps for year-round school. Can you fill us in on where that stands?
Yeah, so that's a proposal that I've offered. It's really just an exploratory effort for a small number of our school districts statewide to voluntarily participate in a pilot program to examine a year-round school calendar. So currently our state has 295 different districts in Washington State, school districts, and the bill as it currently stands, as approved by the Senate Early Learning and Education Committee, which I serve on, as you mentioned, it's passed that committee, and it now includes for up to 30 school districts, so 15 from Western Washington and 15 from Eastern Washington, who would choose to voluntarily participate in this program. And if they do, we would actually provide them a financial incentive to do so. But currently, the state funds 180 school days. And most of the school districts, based on longstanding practices due to, I think it goes all the way back to when families needed kids to take a long break from school to help out on their family farms, there's basically a three-month break every summer, and that leads to a bunch of reteaching every September. And so given the learning loss that's associated with the COVID pandemic, both from the less-than-ideal remote learning that's been going on, but also the lack of in-person, in-building instruction, there's going to be a lot of educational impacts that are going to impact students probably for the remainder of their K-12 experience. So how our state is going to address the learning loss from the pandemic and the pre-pandemic learning loss that occurs annually every summer from taking such a long break, I thought, you know, now's the time to think differently, to try to come up with some transformational changes in our educational system, and to look at spreading those 180 school days over more of like an 11 or 12 month school calendar rather than a 9 month school calendar. So that is essentially what the bill does. And as I said, it did get approval from the Education Committee, and I'm hopeful that it will get a hearing soon before the Budget Committee so we can start examining this issue. Because frankly, Jeff, if you really think about it, if we were to redesign the school calendar today, would we design it this way? And I think the universal answer would be no.
If I may, Senator, some administrators that we've had a chance to speak with suggest year-round school would severely impact, for example, here in the Lake Chelan Valley, a vacation destination, the workforce that we depend on for the key summer months, and at the same time impair students' opportunities to earn funds for college. How do you address that?
Well, good questions, and I appreciate people's feedback. But, you know, for example, the funds for college, I think what's most important is that we prepare them for college, and we can't adequately prepare students by taking such a gigantic break in the middle of a year. I mean, it just, there's too much, in terms of preparation for college, too much remediation and reteaching that occurs every September, and too much remediation in community colleges. Basically, when students graduate from high school, they need to take high school classes again before they can take their college classes. And the state of Washington spends, our state budget is $54 billion in the operating budget. And half, 50% of the $54 billion operating budget is dedicated to K-12 education. So when you think about it from a return on the investment perspective as a taxpayer, you know, is this really the best return on our investment within our school system? Mm-hmm. So I think when it comes to the workforce, that's one thing. Also, unfortunately, because the minimum wage has increased so significantly, a lot of the younger workers are squeezed out of the workforce anyway, and I'm not exactly sure, even if those that can get summer breaks, that with the cost of higher education these days, that they're really making a huge dent in their tuition. But you know, that's a whole nother issue. You know, don't get me started. And then the other part of the question was it about the local economy? I can't remember.
Well, yeah, how it's going to impact our workforce. I think you pretty much covered it, that it would impact our local workforce and then the students' opportunities to earn funds for college.
Yeah. Sure. So I do think I covered that. But, you know, the situation here with this particular bill is it's a pilot program for up to 30 school districts out of the 300 statewide. And it's purely voluntary. So if a school district wants to pursue the opportunity to participate in this program and to get the financial incentive to do so, they would need to spread out their 180 days and apportion those over a longer period of time. But it would be a community discussion. You know, I really support local control. I'm a former school board member myself. And so I really think it would be a school board administrator discussion, as well as a discussion, an important discussion with the local community as to, you know, what the priorities are of the community, and an important discussion with the bargaining groups, the teachers and other support staff that help provide the educational delivery within the school system. So there are plenty of adult issues associated with this proposal. I acknowledge that, but that's why it's important that we kind of start having those important conversations to start working through these. And rather than mandate it on certain school districts, I like to create financial incentives. And that's what my bill does. You know, as a legislator, I'm basically in the carrots and sticks business, right? And so I prefer the carrots. So if there's a way to voluntarily encourage some school districts to think differently, that'd be great. They'd get a financial incentive to do that. And if it works out for them, there is a reporting mechanism in the bill through the Office of Superintendent of Public Instruction so that the school district could report to OSPI and OSPI could report to the legislature. And after trying this out with a limited number of school districts for a couple years, maybe the legislature could take a step to either expand it or to make it applicable to all school districts. Mm-hmm. So that would be something much longer term. After we collect the information and frankly see how it turns out and see how the students perform. Because like I said, Jeff, due to the COVID pandemic and pre-pandemic learning loss due to long summer breaks, we're going to have some challenges. And I should say, I do support summer breaks. I mean, maybe a school district could take a six-week summer break from, say, mid-June through late July. But I don't know that it's good to take a three-month summer break. So some of those decisions from one school district to the next on how they decide to apportion their alternative school calendar might better fit for their communities, given their own community's unique needs.
Mm-hmm. And for these school districts that perhaps take you up on this year-round program, is there any discussion to shortening the school days?
Well, that is a possibility, but that hasn't come up yet. You know, the school days, there's like a certain number of days, and there's actually an instructional hour requirement of total instructional hours, too. Mm-hmm. But part of the discussion should be, hey, you know, should we go to a four-day school week? Some of the school districts, including Waterville School District, have already taken up a four-day school week. Now, they still have to cover a certain number of days, but if they go 4 days and meet the instructional hours, maybe they could go longer. Maybe there's an option to go shorter. Maybe there's an option to spread out the days all sorts of different ways, and I'm not sure the most ideal set of circumstances, but I find it odd. I really find it odd that this 3 month summer break just has become essentially commonly accepted across our state and nation. And given all the money that we're pumping into our K-12 education system, that the school calendars for school districts all across our state largely go unquestioned. And to me, if there's ever a time with this pandemic and everything to think differently about education and to think differently about how we're going to catch these kids up throughout their K-20 experience, to me, that's right now. And so I'm trying to encourage my colleagues in the legislature to have this important conversation, for us to have this debate, and for us, if hopefully if it goes well, to test it out with a few school districts and see what they say.
Well, it's definitely a big topic, and it's going to be fun to follow this through the session, and we'll look forward to updates as we go along. Senator Brad Hawkins, thank you so much for making a community connection. Any final thoughts you'd like to share?
Well, we've been getting a lot of communications from people throughout the district, including the Chelan, Manson, and Methow Valley areas, and I welcome that. If people want to follow my bills and things, they can reach out to me at my website, which is senatorbradhawkins.org. They can also get our phone numbers and email address and things like that, too, so that they can keep in touch with me about the issues and concerns important to them. And if they have any questions at all, we will try our best to get back to them within a day. So I encourage all your listeners to reach out to me if there's any questions.
Thank you so much for your time. We do appreciate it.
Thank you, Jeff.
All right. Be well now. Senator Brad Hawkins.